Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive all about AI. We're using this really cool guide called Superpowered Imagination, awesome AI tools for young geniuses.
This could be fun.
It's all about figuring out how AI can be used for all sorts of things, mm-hmm. like learning, creating, and you know,
okay.
maybe even a few magic tricks along the way.
Yeah, definitely.
So first things first, what exactly is AI?
Right.
It's not about robots taking over the world like you see in the movies.
I don't know.
It's more like teaching computers to think like humans.
Yep.
Do things that usually need, you know, smarts.
Yeah.
Human smarts.
Like when you ask Alexa to play your favorite music or tell Siri to set a reminder.
Oh, yeah.
You're using AI.
That's true.
It's already part of our daily lives.
Yeah. It's like having a super smart friend who can answer your questions.
Yeah.
And even beat you at chess.
Right.
And speaking of friends, imagine this AI buddy helping you out with those tricky math problems.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
I know. Our guide has this whole section called the Math Superpower Zone,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about apps that can solve equations and actually even show you the steps.
Wow.
So it makes learning a lot more fun.
It's like having a tutor, like, right there with you.
Right in your pocket.
Yeah.
Things like PhotoMath.
Uh-huh.
Microsoft Math Solver and Wolfram Alpha.
Yeah, those are all game changers for sure.
Yeah. You could even race against the app to solve problems.
Yeah.
Or try to explain the AI solutions to a friend.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, turn learning into a fun challenge.
A challenge.
Now, here's where things get really interesting. AI-powered magic tricks.
Ooh, fun.
You know that classic guess the number game?
Yeah, I love that one.
AI can help you with mental math shortcuts to figure out the secret number.
Oh, wow.
I've always loved that trick.
Me too.
But AI can help you understand the logic behind it
yeah.
and the patterns,
uh-huh.
which is really important in math and computer science.
For sure.
The guide suggests using ChatGPT to create math riddles and puzzles.
Oh, ChatGPT.
ChatGPT is this really smart chatbot that can generate text, translate languages. It can even write different kinds of creative content.
Wow.
So you could ask it something like, what number? When doubled and then increased by 10 equals 22.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That would definitely challenge your friends.
It's a fun way to challenge your friends.
For sure.
And the guide doesn't stop there. It explains how you can code your own math games using platforms like Scratch, which makes coding really easy, even for beginners.
So you're saying we could like actually make our own games?
Yes.
That sounds like fun.
I know. It's not just about the game itself. It's about making it,
yeah.
creating it.
Wow.
Coding a game involves problem solving, logical thinking, and a lot of creativity,
yeah.
which are all super valuable skills.
Absolutely.
Imagine creating a math maze where each correct answer unlocks the next level.
That's such a good idea.
I know.
That would be so cool.
You could even add AI elements to your game.
Oh, but
like random problem generation or a chatbot that gives you hints when you get stuck.
That would be cool.
Now, let's switch gears to something a bit more mysterious. Magic tricks enhanced by AI.
Ooh, I like this.
The guide talks about using AI image generators like DALL-E or chatbots to create mind reading effects.
I've heard of DALL-E.
Yeah.
It can create those crazy images, right?
Yeah.
From just text.
That's right, from a description.
Yeah.
So imagine asking someone to think of an image and then using DALL-E to generate something based on their hints. It would almost seem like you could read their mind.
Whoa, that's trippy.
It's so cool.
It really is.
It's amazing how AI can make the impossible possible.
Yeah.
The guide also has this really cool idea called the invisible artist trick. You could use an AI art generator to instantly create an image based on someone's description.
That's awesome.
It'd be like having an AI partner in your magic act.
Yeah, like an assistant.
AI is taking the classic magic tricks we all know and love and adding a whole new level of wonder.
Yeah, it's a whole new world.
It really is. And this is just the beginning of what AI can do. The guide goes on to explain how AI is being used in so many fields, from healthcare
yeah.
to transportation to space exploration.
Oh.
But we'll save those exciting topics for later in our deep dive. Okay. So are you ready to dive into how AI is being used in the real world?
I'm ready. Let's go.
It's not all just fun and games.
Although those are pretty fun.
Right. Let's start with healthcare. Imagine AI helping doctors detect diseases earlier.
That would be incredible.
Especially tricky ones like cancer.
Oh, wow.
How would AI do that?
I don't know.
Well, AI can analyze medical images like x-rays and scans and even genetic data to spot tiny signs of a disease that a human doctor might miss.
So it's like having another doctor there helping.
Yeah, like an extra set of eyes.
Wow.
That early detection is so important for getting the right treatment as soon as possible.
Yeah.
It can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
AI is giving us a better chance at staying healthy. And it's not just about detecting diseases. AI can also help doctors create personalized treatment plans based on a patient's unique health profile.
Oh, wow. So like a custom plan for each patient.
Yeah, just for them.
That's really cool.
I know, it seems like AI is revolutionizing healthcare.
It really is.
And what about weather predictions? Remember all those times the weatherman was totally wrong?
Oh, yeah.
AI is helping meteorologists make those forecasts much more accurate.
Really? So AI is like a weather forecaster too?
Pretty much. AI can analyze tons of data, like temperature, wind speed, historical weather patterns, to predict what the weather will be like.
That's pretty useful.
It is, especially for preparing for storms and planning events.
Right, with all the crazy weather changes.
Exactly. Now let's talk about transportation. You've heard about self-driving cars, right?
Yeah, those are so cool.
I know, they seem pretty futuristic.
Yeah.
But they're becoming more and more real. AI is the brains behind self-driving cars. It helps them navigate roads, avoid obstacles, and make our commute so much easier.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that.
I know, right?
Just let the car drive me around.
Imagine how easy it would be to get around.
So much easier.
And it's not just cars. AI is being used to make public transportation better, manage traffic flow, even fly those delivery drones you see videos of.
Those are awesome.
I know.
It seems like AI is doing all the driving for us.
Maybe not all of it, but it's definitely making transportation safer and more efficient.
And easier.
And easier for everyone. This is mind-blowing.
It really is.
AI is changing so many parts of our world.
I know, right?
And it's not stopping there. Remember we were talking about space exploration?
Yeah.
AI is playing a big role in that, too.
Whoa.
Well, think about those robots exploring Mars. AI helps control those robots so they can navigate, collect data, make decisions on their own.
So the robots are kind of like AI astronauts.
Pretty much. And AI is also being used to analyze the huge amount of data that satellites send back to Earth so scientists can make new discoveries.
That's incredible.
It seems like AI is helping us explore beyond our planet and understand the universe better.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. And guess what? AI is even helping design better spacecraft.
Wow.
Pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's like we're living in the future.
It really is. But this is real life.
I know.
AI is already part of our lives, even if we don't always realize it.
What do you mean?
Well, think about those voice assistants, like Alexa and Siri.
Yeah, yeah.
They use AI to understand what you say and respond. Yeah. I use Alexa all the time to play music and set reminders.
Me too.
And what about personalized recommendations you see online?
Oh, yeah, Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix, Spotify. That's AI working too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's analyzing what you watch or listen to.
Oh, cool.
And suggesting things you might enjoy.
I never even thought about that.
And AI is powering those smart home devices that can control your lights and temperature.
Yeah.
Even your security systems.
It's like having a really smart house.
Yeah.
That knows what you need.
It anticipates your needs.
That's awesome.
It seems like AI is making our lives easier.
Way easier.
More convenient in so many ways.
Absolutely.
And it's not just convenience. AI is changing how we work too. It's automating tasks, helping companies hire people, and keeping our online information safe from hackers.
Wow.
It's having a huge impact on businesses and the workplace.
It really is.
Okay. Are you ready for the grand finale?
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's fast forward and imagine what life might be like in 100 years with really advanced AI.
Oh, wow. 100 years from now.
I know.
I can't even imagine what that would be like.
Me neither. But that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah.
The guide gives us a glimpse into the future where AI has changed everything from our cities to how we make things to our understanding of intelligence itself.
Okay, so tell me more.
What are some of these mind-blowing possibilities?
Yeah.
Well, picture this. Self-sustaining cities that generate their own renewable energy, recycle all waste, and even grow food locally using vertical farms and hydroponics.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
Cities that are basically giant ecosystems.
Yeah.
That are totally eco-friendly.
Wow.
And imagine buildings that adapt to weather changes and natural disasters, so we're safe and comfortable no matter what.
That's really cool.
AI could help us create a much more sustainable and resilient world.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about manufacturing. Remember those huge factories with assembly lines?
Yeah.
In the future, manufacturing could be totally automated with robots doing most of the work.
Oh.
It would be like those Mars robots. But instead of exploring, they're building things.
That's crazy.
And imagine this. Instead of big factories, we could have 3D printing hubs all over the place,
yeah,
powered by AI, so people could make things locally.
Wow.
We could design and print our own custom shoes or toys at home.
It'll be so cool.
I know.
It's like we can make anything we want.
AI could empower people to become creators.
Yeah.
Make the things they want and need.
That's amazing.
It's a really cool idea. But what about the AI itself? Could it get even smarter than humans?
That's a good question.
The guide talks about something called artificial general intelligence, or AGI, which is basically AI that can do anything a human can.
Wow.
And maybe even better.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. Like those super intelligent robots you see in movies?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's important to remember that AGI doesn't exist yet. It's still just a concept.
Yeah.
But researchers are working on it.
So it's like the next level of AI.
Yeah.
Something that could change everything.
Exactly. And it makes you think about what it means to be intelligent and how we'll interact with these super smart AI systems.
Right.
What else does the guide say about the future of AI?
Hmm.
Well, it talks about something called neural integration.
Neural integration.
Where AI could connect directly with our brains.
Whoa.
Like a brain-computer interface.
Really?
Yeah.
So we could control things with our minds.
That's the idea.
Wow.
It sounds crazy, but who knows what's possible in 100 years.
Yeah.
It could change how we learn, how we communicate, even how we experience the world.
That's wild.
I know. There's one more prediction that really stood out to me. Mind uploading.
Mind uploading.
Transferring human consciousness into a computer.
Whoa.
So we could live forever.
Inside a computer?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's a really big idea.
Yeah.
And it brings up a lot of questions.
Right.
But it's interesting to think about the possibilities.
For sure.
This deep dive has really made me think about AI in a new way.
You too.
It's amazing to see how it could change the world.
It really is.
And this is just the beginning.
I know.
There's so much more to discover.
Yeah.
I'm excited to learn more and maybe try some of those AI-powered projects.
That sounds fun.
And remember, the guide has a bunch of resources.
Oh, right.
To help you keep learning about AI.
Like what?
Well, there's a glossary of terms so you can understand all the words. And there's a list of AI tools to try.
Yeah.
Like DALL-E for making images, and ChatGPT for talking with AI.
Those sound cool.
And if you want to go even deeper, there are a couple free books you can check out. From Creato Book, Talking to Machines, The Ultimate Guide to Chat Prompts, and Will AGI or the Singularity Happen in 2025?
Those sound pretty advanced.
They are. But if you're really into AI, those books are a great place to start.
I'll definitely check them out.
So what's the biggest thing we learned today?
Hmm.
I think it's that AI isn't just some futuristic technology. It's already here.
Right.
And it's changing our lives.
In so many ways.
It's really powerful. And it could solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Yeah.
But we need to use it responsibly.
I mean,
make sure it benefits everyone.
For sure.
So go out there, explore, learn.
Yeah.
And maybe create something amazing with AI. The future is in your hands.
Thanks for sharing all this with me.
You're welcome. Remember to keep that curiosity alive. Keep exploring the world of AI.